Shalom, everybody. In the beginning of Parshas Be'alosha, we hear about the Tahara process of the Levi'im, the promotion of the Levi'im. Instead of the firstborns of Bnei Yisrael, the Levi'im will work in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Torah says that they will work until Perek Ches Pasuk Chafei, Umi Ben Chamishim Shana Yashuv Mitzva Avodah. Once a Levi turns 50, he will stop working in the Mishkan, the Lo Ya'avod Od, he will not work anymore. Once a Levi turns 50, he can no longer do the Avodah. That's the Pasuk. However, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, quotes the Medrash and says that it is true that once a Levi reaches the age of 50, he can no longer do the hard work in the Mishkan. However, the Medrash says, and Rashi quotes, Aval chozerhu lini'ilas she'arim. A Levi is allowed to close the gates of the Mikdash and to do other things like singing and things like that. That's Rashi, and that's the Medrash. However, the language of the Medrash seems strange at first glance. Why did the Medrash say that after a Levi turns 50, he can still chozer hu lini'ilas sha'arim? He can still work on closing the gates in the Mishkan. Why didn't the Medrash say chozer hu liftichas sha'arim? He can still work on opening the gates of the Mishkan. Why specifically Ne'ilas Sha'arim? This question is asked by Rav Yitzchak Meir Alter of Ger, the first Ger Rebbe who died in 1866, and he gives a beautiful answer in the Chidushei Harim on our Parsha. It's also quoted by his grandson, the Sfas Emes, Rav Yehuda Aryeh Leibalter. He was the second Ger Rebbe who died in 1905. The Sfas Emes is found on our Parsha from the year 5643, which was 1883, says the Gerut Rebbe. In Shir HaShirim in Perek Zayin Pasuk Beis, Shlomo HaMelech says, Ma Yafu Pa'amayich Bane'alim, which literally means how beautiful are your feet or how beautiful are your footsteps in sandals. That's the pshat of the pasuk. However, the Ger Rebbe says that there is a deeper meaning to this pasuk. Pe'amayich also means pe'imot. Pe'imot means heartbeats, and it refers to hishtadlus, enthusiasm, passion, fervor in our avodas Hashem. But the pasuk does not say mayafu pe'amayich. How beautiful, how special is your passion. But, ma yafu pa'amayich bane'alim. How beautiful is your passion when it is bane'alim. That is, when your passion is locked, so to speak. When your passion is controlled, when it's contained, when it's measured. The Ger Rebbe explains the pasuk like this. Ma yafu pa'amayich bane'alim. How beautiful is your passion, your zeal, your enthusiasm in your avodas Hashem when it is controlled, when it's measured, when it's restrained. Unrestrained zeal, uncontrolled hislavus, is not a good thing. Of course it's important to inject our avodas Hashem, however that is, with our zeal, with our enthusiasm, with our hislavus. But it's only if that enthusiasm is checked. That enthusiasm has to be checked. There has to be ne'alim. If not, it can get out of hand and cause us to do things which are not appropriate. We need ne'alim. We need to have control over our zeal. And that is how the Ger Rebbe explains the Medrash. Once a Levi turns 50, chozer hu l'ne'ilas sha'arim. The Levi's job is not done once he turns 50. He needs to be involved in ne'ilas sha'arim, in helping Levi'im make sure that their passion does not get out of hand. Mayafu pamaych bane'alim. So the Levi must be involved in ne'ilas sha'arim. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos in Perek Hei, Mishnah Chaf Aleph says, Ben Chamishim Le'etza. Once a person turns 50, they reach an age where they have a certain amount of wisdom, and a Levi must use that wisdom to help his fellow Levim, younger Levim, who perhaps are filled with incredible passion and zeal. And we too, some of us, need to work on increasing our hislavus in our avodas Hashem, in increasing our enthusiasm and energy when we do mitzvos, when we daven, when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that enthusiasm cannot go unchecked. It can't go unbridled. All of us need to engage also in Ne'ilas She'arim. Have an amazing day, everyone.